10. I heard the radio on. I was driving. Trees went by. Me and Del were singing. Little runaway. I was flying.
Road trip. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, episode 51. The road trip. Here's what I decided to do. I was going down to do a gig in San Diego with my friends Matt Edgar and Tony Hinchcliffe from the Hoarding episode. And we decided, let's just make a podcast about this road trip. So we just, like, every time we stopped, we would just stop the tape. And then when we got back in the car, we would just pick it up again. So it's kind of like you guys are there with us, but like in the back seat, but you're quiet and not talking because maybe we convinced you to play the play that game to who can be the quiet the longest. And like stupid idiot children that you are, you bought it, and so you just listen the whole time, just like stupid idiot kids do. Like, oh, I can be quiet the longest because you're a stupid idiot child. Anyway. So that's what we did. It was super fun. It was like super fun. I almost died. Tony Hinchcliffe is clearly in love now, so we made fun of him for a while, and we let him rant about how. Anyway, whatever. You'll hear it. So that's it. It's fun one. I like the idea. I got the idea for last time from Duncan to do it in the car, and then I realized how fucking easy it is, and how much of a good time like you can put your time to more use, to better use. So that's what we did. It was awesome. We just kept splitting it up every time we stopped or almost crashed. So that's great. That's it. In terms of stand-up, I'm going to be – let me just say this out right now. They're all the stand-up stuff is on arithegreat.com on the side. There's like a widget. Here's the ones that are on sale now. We got next week in Toronto at the Glenn Gould Theater. I'm doing a show with Nick Thune. That should be really cool. I've never really done it. Well, I did a show with him once, actually. The last time I did a show with him, I was rehearsing for my HBO, and I was set, and I was trying to figure out what it would look like to take my dick out. So I set up a camera in the back just to see how low I had to lower my pants. And I just tried to, like, unzip and pull my dick and balls out. But then I looked in the tape, and I'm like, oh, that doesn't really read. It doesn't really show as your dick is out. So then I realized I had to, like, pull my pants all the way down. And Nick got... he was upset they had to follow somebody with their dick out, which is understandable because nobody wants to follow that. But I got a good idea of how I had to pull my pants all the way to my ankles. And this is our first show since then. It's been a few years. So he's hilarious. It'll be a great show. Glenn Gould Theater. I'm hoping you guys can get tickets at the door because Ticketmaster jacks up the price and it's fucking shitty. And then after that, I'm at the Comedy Mix in Vancouver because Canada loves me and I love Canada. And now it's getting warm and it's awesome there. That's the last weekend of March. That's March 29th, 30th, and 31st. And the Glenn Gould Theater is on the 22nd, I think. Whatever that Thursday is. 22nd or 23rd. I think 22nd. And then after that, right after that, the next week, the first weekend of April, I'm in Helium in Philadelphia at Helium. I might be taping or trying to tape my CD. I'm still trying to work it out to see if they can get stuff up there. So come to that. It'll be Friday or Saturday. Come to whatever show you want. But I don't get any bonuses for the early Saturday show, so come to the other ones if you have a choice. And then right after that, I have Addison, Texas in Dallas at the Improv. It's April, like, let's say, Philadelphia's the 4th through the 7th, so then it's the 11th through the 14th. That's what it is. And then there's some other gigs. You can see on my website. There's some other gigs. Oh, I'll be at Moon Tower. I know. 420, I'll be in La Jolla, San Diego, at the Comedy Store. That's not this trip that I just went on because that's happening before then. And it happened in the past. And I don't know if you guys know the difference between past and present and future. But this one will be in the future at San Diego in La Jolla at the Comedy Store right near Don Carlos Taco Shop where we went on this trip. So it's 420 and 421. Especially on 420, we're just going to blow it out and everyone's going to like smoke pot the entire time and take edibles and just like, don't tell them I told you this, but just fucking light up in the room. Who gives a shit? It's California. It's our freedom. I won't because then I'll be caught as like the ringleader, but I'll definitely smoke out back. Anyway, So just before, after, just it's going to be a great time. Other guys from the Comedy Store in LA are coming down. We're all just going to party. Rick Ingram is coming with me. It's going to be a great. It's going to be really fun. So come to that. And then the last weekend of April, I'm in Moon Tower. I'm in Austin, Texas, at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival for a big show with my friend Big J Okerson, who's one of the funniest guys in the world. And he lives in New York, so only New Yorkers know who he is. But I did the Nasty Show with him in Montreal this year, and he's so goddamn funny and such a great storyteller. And I might try to do a storyteller show. And this is not happening. Storyteller show while I'm there in Austin for Moon Tower. That's the last weekend of April, and then right after that, Denver. Wow, that's way too long to tell you about dates. But Denver at the Comedy Works, it's one of my top five clubs in the world to play. One of my top five stages. I love that room. Even if you're shitty, it's still like a B plus or A minus. It's just a perfectly built room. So that's the first weekend of May. And my next story show, my next storyteller show, this is not happening. It's March 27th at the Improv in Los Angeles. I keep those shows $5 because I don't want to gouge anybody, even though they asked me to make it 15 or 20, but I say no. So please come out. Tell friends, bring them. It's $5. Please come out. I don't know who I've booked yet, but the stories are all stories about bullies because the audience suggested that last time, and that's a good idea. They come up with better ideas than I have. Okay, so that's my stand-up. Go to arithegreat.com for all those. Now, here's the situation. I finally think that I figured out a way to keep this show free and not bug everybody. It's not exactly sponsorship. Here's what it is. I forget what they're called, like co-pays or like cash back situations so far with two companies, Amazon.com and Gamefly.com. So for Amazon, here's how it works. Go to my website, arithegreat.com, and obviously go to my shows and buy tickets to my shows. But before that, if you're going to go to Amazon, you're going to buy shit anyway. You know, everybody knows what Amazon is, right? It's a site where you can order shit online, and they don't charge you tax for some reason because I don't know how they skirt around the system, but it's fucking sweet they do. And if you get more than $25, it's free shipping. But if you get that, go through my site, click on the banner for Amazon, and then I just get a bunch of money back from them. Like I get a percentage of your stuff back. You don't pay for it. You don't pay anything extra. You're just paying the exact same. Don't go there if you're not going to buy anything. Don't like buy anything special for me. But like if you're already planning on going to Amazon to buy something, go through that, and then I get some money. So it doesn't cost you anything. It just helps me out and helps keep the show free. And then there's a separate link for Amazon Canada. I don't know why they have to set it up differently. Those are international. Like I think those are the rules they made in The Hague when they're trying Charles Taylor from Liberia. That was one of the deals they made with him, is that Amazon.com and Amazon.ca would be different sites. So they're both banners will be up on my website, arithegreat.com. So go there whenever you want to buy something, and it'll really help me out. It'll help me keep the show free, and it'll help keep marijuana in my pockets. And then the other way is Gamefly.com. If you guys play video games, if you don't play video games, just tune out for 3 minutes because I'm about to talk about it. If you do play video games, Gamefly.com, here's my deal when I play games. I don't play online because I waste too much time, but I just play story mode for most of the games, and then I play it for like 3 weeks to a month and lose all my friends and girlfriends and all responsibility, and I just disappear into the game like you're supposed to. And then after a month, I finished it, and now I'm done with it. So if I paid $60 for a game, that sucks because now I just have a $60 drink coaster, which is ridiculous because I'm so filthy. There's no way I'd ever use a drink coaster. But so here's the situation. If you go get games at Gamefly.com, same way as like Amazon, I can get some cash. If you go to Gamefly.com/Ari, you know how to spell my name by now, right? A-R-I. If you go to Gamefly.com/Ari and sign up, here it's so fucking easy. You sign up for a free 2-week trial membership. That's all you got to do. Just sign up for a 2-week trial membership so you don't have to do anything. You cancel it when you're done if you want. If you want to order games, then order games. But it's 2 weeks free. So you just get 2 weeks free. And then they give me money. It seems like a fucking scam. But not on you. It seems like a scam on them. Like they don't know what they're doing. But they just give me money if you get a 2-week trial membership. So go to Gamefly.com/Ari. Use the membership. Fucking cancel it when you're done. I don't give a fuck. If you're into games, definitely go. I don't know. It's a way better system. than going and buying a whole game. Just when you're done, you return it, and then you get another game. Anyway, go there, and then they give me money back, and again, it keeps marijuana in my pockets and in my bowls mostly, because I don't carry it in my pockets unless I'm about to smoke it. So Amazon.com, there's banners on my website for Canada and America, separate ones, and there'll probably be a banner for Gamefly.com also, but it's the link is super easy to remember for Gamefly. It's Gamefly.com/Ari. If you're by a computer now, just sign up for the free membership now, and I just get a bunch of cash. I get, like, enough for, like, I don't know, like a cheap gram. I shouldn't keep relating everything to weed terms. I'm just fucking painting myself into a corner for no reason with who I am. But anyway, it'll help me out, and it'll help keep the show free. And I don't, because people tell me to fucking charge, but I don't want to charge. I hate the idea that I'm not, whatever. Like, you don't listen to radio, you don't get charged for whatever. Anyway, I guess some for Sirius you do. Whatever, regardless. Go to Gamefly.com/Ari and help me out. And it won't cost you anything. Same as Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything. It comes out of their end, not yours. So please do that. Okay, everybody. With that in mind, let's sit back and relax, and let's enjoy this episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, episode 51, Road Trip, with Tony Hinchcliffe and Matt Edgar, my buddies. Enjoy. I said, wait till the counter goes up. Is the counter going up now? God damn it. All that stuff with the helicopter.
And we're on.
I asked, God, fuck. You're like, yeah, the counter's going up, man.
How long did we think we were recording for just now?
The guess is 28 minutes or 21 minutes?
Yeah, maybe like a half an hour thought we were recording all this.
It's going up now?
Yeah, we're on now.
What was happening before? You're fucking with us. It was working, right?
No, I'm convinced it wasn't. I didn't know that.
I did that with a Neil Brennan interview where I missed the first 30 minutes because of that.
No way.
But
wow,
like,
what did
you did
he
that
say?
To Neil Brennan.
But that's why I said, like,
you'll never work in this town again, Ari.
No, we had a good one after that. We kept going. But we lost everything we said. We couldn't say it again.
Oh, no. Just trying to reenact it.
We made sure to take a picture of the fucking helicopter.
Oh, God.
It was so cool. Right when we were talking, your fucking helicopter landed.
They missed out
God
on
damn
so
it.
Much.
Yeah, we just did the greatest podcast ever. And
it was the greatest podcast ever. Because fucking dipshit who went to community school for high school, red and white trash.
It's not even true.
Oh, you're so uneducated.
I went to a really good high school, actually.
Is the counter going up? They don't even know how to count, these people.
I didn't hear you say that. I really didn't hear that part.
Is it going up now?
Is it going up now? Is it?
I pressed record.
It does look like it's going. I'm not really
By
bad.
The way,
I'm
you're,
not really
you're
bad.
Shitting all over where I went to high school. You just told me you did it to Neil Brennan.
Yeah.
I mean, we're driving on the freeway right now. I had to figure out how to put this whole
I
thing
together.
I love
calling you white trash and uneducated.
I love
it. It makes you angry.
You know who else loves it? Benji Aflalo. I think it's a rich Jew thing.
Oh, maybe it's just that we can spot the white trashness in you.
Maybe.
Anyway. Benji does love to me.
Smell the white trash in me.
Yeah.
It smells like Davey.
Smells like Davey and macaroni and cheese.
Where do we begin? We're on a road trip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we've got to say that. Say that.
What's that?
Say it. We're on a road trip.
We're on a road trip down to San Diego right now. We're going to...
We're going to do a show.
Ari booked us on a gig. Me and Matt are going out to open for Ari Shaffir.
A one-nighter.
One night
God
show, one night only, San Diego.
Yeah.
We just drove by the military base where we saw some helicopters and some awesome stuff, and we talked about it live on the
And we blew it. We have nothing. I'm not really mad at you, but it is disappointing.
Sorry,
we have to say who we are, too.
What's that?
I'm Ari Shaffir. This is Tony Hinchcliffe.
Hi, I'm Tony Hinchcliffe. Tony, H plus Inch, Cliff plus E. Hinchcliffe. Silent E at the end, but it's deadly.
Cliff plus E. Cliffy.
And my name's Matt Edgar.
With one T.
With one T.
And we're on a road. Maybe we should just do this the whole way. Like just talk for 15 minutes, like on the way, and then talk 15 minutes in the green room.
Yeah.
Do do 15 minutes from Don Carlos.
It'll be a road gig.
Let's just keep on.
That'd be like the whole thing.
That's cool.
Instead of just like a 30-minute like side bonus episode.
Yeah. So we're on the
road.
All
right. Well, so far what's happened to us is that I got a haircut, but nothing. We left pretty early, 3 o'clock, and we recorded a podcast that got lost to forever.
You just got that haircut.
I came from there.
Wow.
I texted you right before it started because I'm
like... You're just test running this new haircut.
I'm test running it right now, yeah. It was right out of the salon, Rudy.
You already own it, man, because it looks way different. Like, you have a different look now.
She trimmed the beard. It's the first time I ever got a trim on the beard, like a professional.
How'd that feel?
It felt pretty cool. She didn't do it with the clippers like I thought she would, because I was like, I can do this myself. But I was like, go for it. She seemed cool. She had green hair, greenish-blue hair.
You're going to look awesome.
Yeah, you like those kinds of people.
Fuck yeah. They're cool. If you're doing that to your hair, you're cool.
Right.
You're doing something cool.
They have a real set of balls.
Yeah, that's not my reasoning, but there's something that goes... Right? Those people are cooler people.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Did she ask you... You said that she asked you about the beard, if she could play with the beard.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, can I turn this down? Yeah. She said her boyfriend has like the same type of beard, like it's all poofy.
Wow, this is all new to me. I've never been able to grow a beard.
Yeah, I just let it go.
You have a girl that gets this look.
Yeah, because she's with somebody,
she has it.
Yeah,
and she's making it the way that it.
I was like, I like it that it's big though. I'm growing it out. And she goes, yeah, I get that. She goes, I'm just gonna make it even. We can still grow it out.
How long did it take
for do it? She did with scissors. Just with scissors and a brush. Just pulled some of it out, cut some of it, trimmed the rest. Like real light. Like chop one hair. The whole thing took an hour and 10 minutes between the haircut and the shampoo.
Oh, wow. She must have really had to shampoo you for a really long time with those Jew locks up there.
Yeah. Plus, I have lice, so she had to, like, work around.
No way.
No, I don't have lice. Yeah, it took an hour and 10. So I texted you right beforehand. It was a 1. And I was like, I might not be ready until, like, 1:45. So I'll be like, hey, get ready.
Oh, right.
And then you guys, when I was done, you guys were at my apartment.
Yeah, we were actually late, I thought.
Oh, that's perfect. I was like, oh, fuck, now I gotta get these guys, and they were just both
that
there.
That means you didn't get to hear, like, all the racist shit we were saying we were knocking on the door.
What were you doing?
Well, we were pounding, open up, Jew!
I was doing an impression of a German guy. Come on out, Jew!
We knew that you
thought I'd just be sleeping or just woke up?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear any of that. No.
Knock Jew times. We're writing.
What are
songs.
You chewing in there?
Yeah.
No, that's when you saw me downstairs coming up. You're like, oh.
Come on, we can't put up a fight over this. It's a Jew against one.
Yeah, so then we went. We dropped her car from my spot and we went. And then we got here and then that's it, right?
Yeah.
We caught up. What else?
Yeah, we're here. We're probably, what, half an hour away from San Diego?
It says...
We made a little stop at Norm's. We
pissed at Norm's. We went a little further and said, fuck the gas station. Let's go to a real bathroom.
Yeah.
It's pretty shitty.
Ari got his beard trimmed there as well.
I shook my...
lot of upkeep.
Shook my beard hairs out into a Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity. Oh, that's Pancake House. Damn it.
You
I guess it didn't happen.
Our friend Alex Moore was in a really funny commercial for them. Did you ever see it?
Oh, yeah.
For the Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity.
What was his part? What did he do? He's a giant.
Yeah, he's just a giant, huge man. He's like,
oh, yeah.
He's like Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
He's like 6'5", 6'6", and like 400 pounds.
Yeah, and they had like little cutout, like cardboard cutouts of him inside the Denny's.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's cool.
Didn't he?
Was he with you?
Yeah.
Didn't he say something like, because he went, he tried to get a free meal out of
it. Yeah, he was on the menus too.
Oh, he was on the menus. Maybe that's what it was.
And he's like, come on, slide me a free meal.
I'm this guy. And he's like, no.
But they're like, we don't care.
Yeah.
That we still have to pay for stuff.
Yeah. The commercial's really funny though. He plays a guy trying to, I can't remember whether it's, but anyway, he goes, Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But he looked like he was obviously like a giant box, like biker.
Yeah.
With leather all over, and he had a buddy with him.
Oh, and then he sang something really.
He just looked like a badass.
Really, yeah. And then he sang something
like,
really.
He's trying to play it low key.
He didn't want to say Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity.
I get it.
Oh, well,
that sounds gay as
I'll
shit.
I'll take the Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity.
So funny, you gotta see it. Very few funny commercials out there.
There's really very few.
Yeah.
that are actually like, not just like, hmm, but you're like that. That's funny.
Yeah.
I remember
I
was little.
I say Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity with pride.
Because of that.
Well,
or just always. Oh, yeah, no one's really getting embarrassed
about it. I
don't
need to put on a disguise.
All you need to do is put on those skinny jeans.
They know what I want.
Nothing
when I
more Rudy Tooty Fresh
they take one look at me like, let me guess. Yeah, you want you the for? Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
You
want
to say it, don't you?
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Don't you, pretty boy? You want to say it.
You just walk in.
Yeah, let me say it anyways.
Come right up.
Table for one. Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. Probably, what, a glass of milk?
Yeah, people wear disguises of you when they order that. good times.
Oh, friendship.
That's Steve Winwood's song. That was the whole thing about Steve Winwood. He was the friendship. Another thing that's lost.
That was fun
forever.
We talked about in the original deleted podcast that you'll never get to hear or know anything about.
If you order the deleted scenes, which you can't order because you have to be a special member. We don't offer that membership.
Because even deleted scenes are recorded before they're deleted out of the
overall. Guys, I feel like we were dusting off any kind of cobwebs with that first run, right?
Yeah, you might be right. It was kind of slow.
I mean,
it was
like, we had to, like, a lot of it was like, what do you want to talk about?
You were on your goddamn text thing over and over again because you're on your back.
I was
and you're like, wait,
it.
What's that? What are you guys talking about?
Yeah. See, this is better.
This is better. You're right. You're right. But don't pretend like you did it on purpose to do us a favor.
I did.
You did not. You did not.
I knew that you guys needed to get some shit out.
I love when people do that. Like, see? It's better. You're like, so what? You pushed me in front of a bus. What do you mean, see?
Well,
so that's it. Now we're dry. We got reminded of this. We got reminded of dry moments. I took over. So now we're driving down to San Diego, and that's what we're gonna do. Yeah, let's do a whole San Diego one.
Where are we?
The one night trip to San Diego. Tonight? We're playing our American Comedy Club.
American Comedy Club.
Yeah,
that's the name of the place.
It's the name of a new place. Yeah, Justin Hollister. He used to manage the San Jose Improv. He opened it up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds exciting. Wow. So it's probably going to be like people there.
Well, it's in Gaslamp or in Gaslight or something like that.
It's what it used to be.
No, that's the area of town. It's a different area of town.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Here's what I found: whenever they talk about competitors, clubs, and stuff, people just stay in their area of town. People who live around Hollywood and West Hollywood, they go out there. And the Silver Lake people, they hang out in Silver Lake.
Yeah.
And so they're like, unless they're playing close to them, no one goes.
Right.
So it's like, open up plenty of clubs all over town.
Yep. That's the way to do it.
And then you make a night of it in whatever town your favorite comic is playing in. Anyway, yeah, so we're going there. So it should be cool, but we're going to drive back tonight, right?
You haven't done it before?
No.
So this will be fun.
Yeah, I've never seen it. It's like brand new. It's like been open like 2 months or less.
Yeah,
so he moved down here, Justin, and then and started that. I hope it's good. Yeah, he said, do you want to bring your own openers? And I was like, fuck yeah.
And we got a hotel, which adds another layer of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can do whatever we want with that hotel.
Yeah, we can trash it.
Like, I mean, it's not our place.
Yeah, I said, if one of you guys get laid, we'll just wait. We have one hotel, though, for three people.
Yeah, and
so it's not really,
how many beds
it's not
is
really
that?
Doable. That's one bed.
Perfect.
Possibly two. I guess we get two. We could do two in a cot if we needed to.
We could do one.
They probably won't even let it happen.
Snuggles. We could just snuggle it.
Hey, give them the extra bed.
After we get a burrito, we should probably check and see if that can even go down.
If we can even, yeah. We can just check in there and figure it out later.
Right.
It's ours. It's paid for.
Well, yeah.
Do you think he knew to get a two bed? Like,
probably not.
Well, here's the deal. Once I was like, yeah, I'll bring my own openers. And then I realized that he was like, oh, here's the hotel. And I was like, I just tried to throw it in there. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. And where are the openers going to be staying? Because they need a room, too. I was hoping at least to get one room.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, that's not part of the contract. I'm like, fuck, you got me.
Wow.
Yeah. That's when why don't you just call La Jolla?
So what would you say the odds are of us driving back tonight are right now, and if you had to guess?
I'd say two and three.
Sure.
Maybe three and four. No, probably
we'll
three
just
and four.
Fill it up, man. Because
I'd say we're probably going to come back. But yeah, if
both would be cool.
Yeah. I haven't got any auditions tomorrow. Not yet. And even if I do, we can always leave at like 10 or 12. Yeah, I don't think I have anything tomorrow. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Do you have a preference?
I'm sort of leaning more towards driving home tonight.
Yeah, I figured we would.
All right. I mean...
But I was saying, if we can just look at the hotel. I'm saying if some girl wants to fucking blow you or do something...
Well, I mean, there's definitely going to be some girl that wants to blow
yeah, that's
me.
Just a nightly thing.
If you allow her the honor...
If I allow her the honor...
Then you could just go across the street to the hotel and get it done.
Across the street.
And then we can still go home.
There's always a men's room stall that...
Ugh.
You know what sucks the most? You know what sucks the most about what I did, guys?
What?
No. Why would I ever do anything?
Edgar,
like
have you?
What?
Have you?
Have I what?
What do you mean?
I hooked up with girls in like a men's room stall.
No.
Are you being sarcastic? I can't tell with your fucking voice.
Wait, you've never done that?
No.
Wait, men's room stall?
Well, I mean,
not like at the comedy store late at night. I'm talking about like out at a club, meeting a girl there.
No, never.
Not the comedy store.
No, I'm a class act, bro.
Have you never?
Yeah.
But at the comedy store.
Not in a men's room.
Madonia has. No?
Madonia's hooked up with a girl everywhere.
Yeah. But he's like, yeah, you just go to a place like
I
that.
I only hook up with girls in gentlemen's rooms.
Wait, so you've gone into the girls' room?
The
Edgar?
What?
You've gone into a girls' room?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just out of place?
Right in.
And then what
would
you do? Into a stall?
In the ladies' room.
And then you go into a stall? Yeah.
There's more stalls.
Matt goes up to the mirror and starts putting on makeup.
Yeah, he goes, you gotta get makeup. These guys don't have any. Hey, ladies.
Just talking with the
other like a black queen. I'm cool. I got makeup.
Oh, you guys got a couch in here.
Let's cab.
Nice couch. Oh, you got mascara.
he just pulls a tampon out of his asshole.
It's that time of the month for my butt.
I've been getting raped a lot. I love it. What were they just going to say? Oh, and so what do? You go in with her and you just go straight into a stall with her?
Yeah, well...
Walk me through it. I've never done anything like this.
I mean, you know...
Not like, the comedy store. I'm talking about like out at a place.
In a place?
Yeah.
Okay. This one time, it's somewhere in Silver Lake, actually.
What are you doing? Why are you taking off your seatbelt? Where are you going?
Are you killing yourself, Tony?
Where are you going right now?
Tony, we're driving.
We're telling you off your seatbelt. It's not worth it, Tony.
Are you crazy, man? Put your seatbelt back on.
You just don't do military trainings. That's too much to live for.
It's illegal.
It's hot in here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going down to the air conditioning.
I don't think it's hot.
I'm wearing a whole lot of layers.
No one can hear you.
It's okay.
Okay. it's all right. So, wait, what were we just saying? Okay, so the girls' bathroom. What do you do? Don't be fucking hesitant.
First of all, you have to have a really slutty girl with you.
Yeah, oh, okay. Obviously, there's that.
It's nothing that... You're not pulling in
there's
any gems.
It's not Condoleezza Rice
that.
You're dragging into the club.
There's
the
obviously that, yes.
No future Secretary of State.
Tripoli did it once, and I was shocked. I was like, really? You got her to do it first time? There? Wow. Okay, so yeah, obviously you have a girl. You have the tools.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to know how to pick them.
But then you got to know how to use the tools. Yeah, so you found some girl who looked like she had know how to fun.
Yeah, and she, it was like kind of more her idea.
Some Katie type girl. What'd she say?
She had to go pee.
Was it Katie? Was it Katie Seabury? No. Well, she had to go pee and then said, come with me?
Well, yeah, come with me.
And you're like, what do you mean?
Well, no, I just owned it. I just went, yeah.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
I have to go pee. You want to come with me?
I'll watch.
Have you? Wow.
That's what I said.
Really?
You said I'll watch?
Yeah.
Okay, you be her, and then I'll be you, and your words will all watch.
All right, go.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, because I forgot what she said.
I'm her? Okay.
Yeah. And I'm looking at your reaction.
I have to go pee. You want to come with me?
Yeah, I'll watch.
Just I'll watch.
Okay, start again.
Cut. Action.
Okay, direct this place, yeah.
And action.
I have to pee. Do you want to come with me?
I'll watch.
A little more confident.
Okay.
Cut,
okay,
good
again.
Kind of like, okay, look.
Yeah, you
like,
do it once. Let me hear.
I'll watch.
Okay. Like in agreeance. Like,
yeah,
like a recommendation.
Hold on, let me run this by you.
I keep the momentum going.
Let me run it by you.
Okay.
I'll watch.
Look, I have to go pee. You want to come with me?
Look, this doesn't count,
maybe,
is it? But
maybe
this is rehearsal.
Maybe I feel
I have,
like, I'll watch.
That's so good. I was just going to say, if you say it
was that my take
nod,
on it?
Yeah.
I'll watch.
Well, that's your way of it. Yeah.
I'll watch.
That's how you do. That's how Ari Shaffir does.
So now let me ask you a question. But now here's the, I'm looking at my rear view mirror. I'm looking for your reaction. So you be her.
I'm going to be her.
Well, okay. Even through my part.
Ready when you are.
Okay. Okay. I guess Tony, go ahead. Tell us.
All right. We're rolling sound and action.
I have to go pee. Do you want to come?
I'll watch.
A little too intense.
Damn it, I know.
You gotta
as soon
follow
as it came
my,
out, I know,
follow,
I know.
But,
it came out wrong.
I have to go pee. Do you want to watch?
No. She didn't say you want to watch.
No, you're right.
Wow.
I mixed it up there.
Cut.
Okay.
And action.
I have to go pee. Do you want to come?
I'll watch.
I don't know, Ari.
Damn it.
What did she say next?
I'll watch. I'll watch. Like that? I'll watch.
Like, what I'll watch.
I'll watch.
I'll watch.
I'll watch. Like,
all right,
I'll
here, wait.
Like,
you direct
yes,
it, and
right
I'll
up.
Do it. I'll do it.
Okay, but give I can. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay,
just
I'll direct
let me
it.
Audition for
okay,
this
okay,
role
okay.
for a moment.
Okay, step right. in.
Okay.
This helps me in parts, too, by the way. I tell the director, I'm like, just fucking do it how you want me to do it.
I can
just
tap
pretend.
Right into
right.
Matt's energy.
Okay.
You in?
Matt.
Yeah.
Go.
I have to go pee. Do you want to watch? Oh, wait, I fucked it up.
Cut. Cut.
One of these days, I'm going to get that and.
Cut.
All right, ready?
Hey, Matt. You're doing great, champ. Okay? I'm an actor's director. Hey, Matt.
Ready to
you
go?
You feeling okay? Matt, you all right?
Yeah, yeah, I'm all right.
Okay, you're doing great. We love everything we got so far. The client loves it.
Really? I didn't...
It's an awesome studio.
I don't
Let's
like the way they're looking
scale.
At me.
No. They're talking about how great they're going to launch you.
Okay.
All right, you good?
I'm ready.
Let's just do it right now.
All right.
And go for it.
I have to go pee. Do you want to watch?
Stop.
Come.
Stop. You made this weird pause.
I'm fucking with you.
It's okay, bro. It's okay.
All right.
No, you got this. Is your zone. This is your world.
All right. I have to pee. Do you want to come?
Tony, how you feeling?
All right. Well, I wasn't ready that time.
Okay. And ready? Tony, you feeling okay?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. And action.
I have to pee. Do you want to come?
Yeah, I'll watch. Let's go. Let's go watch you piss out of your piss hole.
True creepy
you know what?
Fashion.
I'm just going to go alone, actually.
Well,
keep,
all right.
Keep acting. We can use this.
All
right. I'm doing it once. We're doing this. I want to see you.
What does she say next? Are you going to say
it? Go, say it. Say it. Do it. Just act, okay. Act like you would act if you were her.
All right.
Go. Do it.
I have to pee. Wait, what was my line?
I have to pee. Do you want to come?
All right.
She's asking you if you want to come.
She meant, like, you want to come.
Like, out of your ball sack. C-U-M.
Yeah.
I have to pee. Do you want to come with me?
Fuck yeah. I'll watch that piss
Perfect.
Roll out of your
No, stop
hole.
It. Stop.
You
cut.
Can cut it right after.
Let's do it once. Let's do it once. I want to see you. I want to see what it looks like. Go, okay. Matt. Go.
Wait, the piss?
All I'm
right,
doing
piss
it.
On me, Matt.
I have to pee. I have to pee. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
I'll watch.
I liked it.
No,
Both
but I wanted
you.
To see her reaction. I'm
oh, her reaction?
For her reaction, yeah.
This was, you gotta know that this is already what she wanted.
Oh, so she just goes. She
it's
just goes.
We're just going now.
So she
yeah.
She's already got her.
She's like, okay, let's go.
All right.
Okay. And so then you just went with her?
Yeah.
Followed or led?
What are you talking about? It's like
talking
the
about
thing.
What was the order? No, did you follow or did
oh,
you?
Oh,
did you leave?
You don't walk
no,
first
followed.
Into the
I
women's
followed.
Room.
No,
followed.
No way,
yeah.
man.
You can't. There's too much of a risk of pranking.
Way,
that
so
way.
Weird. Too ballsy.
There's so much of a risk of her just stopping. That's what I would do if I was a girl
ballsy
every time.
Ballsy moves are not what you need to do while walking into a women's room.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So go ahead. So she's in front of you.
So how does it go?
Holding hands?
What's that?
You guys are... You So you walk in there and then you walk right into a stall and nobody saw you?
Yeah, I mean,
what,
it was
what
that so then weird...
She go,
what kind
got,
of place
right.
is it? What kind of place
it was
is it?
A, it was like this weird music, like... bar. It was a bar, but there's like weird live, you know, like
live
hipster.
Music.
It was
yeah,
all
okay.
hipstered out.
Okay.
So it was very, I'm sure everybody was on E.
Yeah.
I mean, they were, it was very weird. The whole thing was weird. It was awesome.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys.
So, but no, I don't think anybody would have noticed it. It was so like, just we'll swoop right in.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So you guys make it into the stall, and does she go pee first? Do you take a dump, or do you guys just go for it?
First, I take a dump.
And, you're like, then, let me get empty
hold
for
on,
you.
I need to be ready.
I think
first,
that would really
we're in separate stalls talking.
I think that would really set the who's got the power, like who wears the pants in this relationship. She thinks she's going to pee. You're going in to drop a deuce in the ladies' room.
She's like, oh, the smell of that would turn on no one.
Well, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Get that edge that you have to smell my...
my dump. Ew. All right,
yeah,
so...
Instead of I watch, you should say, oh, perfect, I have to take a shit too.
I can only get hard when I'm shitting.
Oh.
And a girl watches me.
Yeah. When you get there, you should just act like it's your first time ever seeing a girl pee. Just go, oh, you're taking a dump, I gotta take one too.
Hey, where's your pee-pee?
Why don't you stand up if you're just peeing?
So did you go in there with her, and go, was there anyone else in the bathroom? Did you look?
There's no one else. no one else. I don't think there was.
Why do I get the feeling that, like, this is either a long-lost love or a decision that you totally regretted it immediately?
This is just one of those, you know. So are we doing this or not?
Whoa.
That's so much fun. Those are the best ones. The...
just so we do it or not.
Total spontaneity of the whole thing makes it exciting.
Yeah. Oh, man. I've just got a humongous head rush.
You okay?
Sort of.
Oh, fuck.
If you're not okay, let me know and I'll take the wheel.
Yeah, that's why I'm pulling over.
Wait, you're pulling over?
Yeah, this isn't our exit.
Whoa.
This isn't our exit?
No. We have, like, another mile to go.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm just getting lightheaded.
Are we going to make it to wherever we need to go? How lightheaded are you?
Oh, yeah. It's just lightheaded. It's just
that's fine. This is actually
I haven't
cool
eaten
little,
today.
This is a cool little spot. We'll get up, look around.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. This is fun.
Man, I guess I haven't eaten today. Yeah, I just got to roll, though. Maybe.
Have you ever had a panic attack on one of your podcasts?
No, I guess it's the first time.
That's fucking awesome.
I guess it's the first time.
That is awesome. That glad to be here right for there. That.
Oh, just close to Don Carlos.
You were close. Yeah, you can drive the rest of the way. Man, that's weird.
You know, I kind of have to pee, too.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
You guys want
to
watch?
Going to the clinician.
Are we all going to go in the same women's stall together?
Man.
Funny story about the time that I came down to La Jolla with Brody Stevens.
Yeah.
You know, he was driving.
Hey, park over there so I could go pee, and it doesn't look weird. I mean, people are getting off of work.
Let's just go to a place where we can pee.
No, I want to pee off that hill. Look at.
Oh, yeah, it looks like a great pissing hill.
Really? You guys pee off hills?
What?
You don't?
You never piss off a hill, man? You haven't lived. Mushrooms. Piss off a hill.
Yeah, where are you pissing? The toilet?
like a fucking chump?
Yeah. What are you, Neanderthal?
Alright, I'll do it there. No. I guess
we're really gonna use a piss hill? I just found out about it.
Yeah, why not? Okay, I'll just stay here. Now I'm getting freaky. Yeah, that was really weird. I started getting lightheaded.
It's all good, buddy.
Wow, that's super dangerous. While you're driving?
Yeah.
That's super dangerous.
It's making me lightheaded.
Why you got off at the
I was on the freeway. Exit. That's super dangerous.
That was, I mean, we're cool.
Yeah, we're totally cool now.
Look at, there's the freeway. That's where we were.
Oh, some beat. Okay, I guess we'll pause now and then we'll go piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we'll get back on. Someone
all right.
Can drive a stick, right?
Well, Matt's the best.
Matt,
he's a
all right.
I'll do it.
Someone can drive a stick. Man, what just happened? All right,
you put it up. What, okay. Yeah, what just happened?
No, here's a bitch, nigga. But let the Chevrolet slide as I dip and make a trip to the south side. Yeah, rolling in my 6-4. What all the bitches saying? Hell yeah. What all the motherfucking bitches saying? Careful.
Okay, now it's rolling up.
Okay, now it's okay. We're back. We took a piss break and then I switched out. And Matt Egger is driving now.
I'm sitting in the back seat. I'm Tony.
Tony's back in the back seat. He's the new engineer tech.
Yep.
And Matt's our driver.
And
it's
going to
be very difficult.
Can you handle holding on to that?
Yeah.
And
I've been on tour. And when I was in Minneapolis, I fell head over heels for a girl, and we started talking every day.
Stay here. It's half a mile. Yeah.
One of her things was, let's make each other a mixtape CD.
Oh, that's the best. When you start dating somebody new.
Yeah.
I was on the road, but I came in for a few days, and Matt helped me out with the one that I made for her, and we sent it out, and she loved it, and I've been on the road, so it's been like a week since catching up, and I finally just got hers, and since I knew I was coming with you, and you had a CD player in your car.
Oh, yeah, because nobody has a CD player anymore.
Right.
So look at the Mormon Tabernacle of the church.
Ugh,
so fucking nice
evil.
Looking. It's not evil at all. Watch careful.
Oh, that's fun.
God, I'm nervous with you driving. I don't know why.
Don't be nervous.
He's a lock
guy. It's because of the stop and start.
Oh, I'm getting used to your
car. What lock guy? He's the worst lock guy in history.
No, I've
seen you smash.
Yeah.
Super, super expensive cars.
You saw that time I smashed a car. They're kind of expensive. But you saw that one
That's
time.
That's not the one time.
Or
constantly.
I smashed a Mercedes into a Bentley.
If you were a cop, that was an eclipse, internal dude. Affairs would just have a rap sheet about you. Ugh, that wasn't the only time. Yeah, you smashed a beautiful Mercedes into a Bentley.
Yeah, but, you know, that
That's
happens.
The only time, yeah. Whatever. That's what I mean. You keep
cool,
revving
man.
The engine. Okay,
cool.
Okay. So, anyway, she made you a mixtape, so now we're going to listen to it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's start this over.
Oh, right. Okay.
Aw, you hear the happiness?
Who is this? Who is this?
I like it.
I have the thing right here. This is called I'd Rather Dance With You from the King of Convenience.
King of Convenience?
Well, it
stay in the left lane.
It's too long of a song and artist, so it actually turns into dots at the end.
It turns into what? Just stay in the lane. That's why.
What
it's
are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you driving like that?
Drive like what?
It was all jerky for a second.
Yeah. I'm figuring out how to drive a Jew's car.
Oh, and drive and talking in a microphone.
And talking in a microphone.
This
and
is
and
almost definitely a bad idea.
Just focus on the driving and let the microphone just...
You want me to hold the microphone for you?
Can you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Something.
That's way easier.
God. Okay.
Thanks. Oh, yeah. I guess you would need two hands to drive a stick shift.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's like, on the freeway.
Oh, yes. No wonder. That's right. And you're always like...
Get off my fucking ass, all right?
I was like, you're shifting in and out of lanes. What are you doing? Why are you letting go of the wheel?
I'm trying to do the impossible here.
This is a That's bad great. Habit to get into. Okay, so this is the first
Podcasting
song.
Podcasting while driving a stick shift.
Wait, so who is this now? Yeah. And trying to run a CD player.
Who's what?
Who is this singing then?
The King of Conveni, and then it cuts out. Do you know
King
what the name
Convenience.
Of...
King Convenience. That's the name of the band or the song?
The band.
And what's the name of the song?
The name of the song is I'd Rather Dance With You.
Oh, that's nice. Did you dance with this girl?
Yes.
Oh, this is the one you dance with?
Yeah.
Ooh, oh.
Yeah. Oh. Wow, see, that's strategic of her to put that up first.
Yeah, she's yeah. a very, very, very smart girl.
All right, let's listen.
It's too loud and the noise from the crowd increases the chance of misinterpretation. So let your hips do the talking.
Oh, yeah. We have a whole thing. We salsa dance.
You salsa dance at a club?
Yeah. I taught myself and then went
you
for it.
Make me smile by
it was pretty embarrassing at times, but at other times I'd get it. It was pretty wow. crazy.
That's actually pretty cool. That's nice.
I like should, that.
This yeah. is an okay song.
Alright,
yeah,
should we
check it out?
Check
Track
it.
Two.
You know what we should do? We should check the transitions. Well, maybe not. Forget it.
Who is this?
This is a band called Seawolf with a song called You're a Wolf.
Did you do it with this girl? Were you a wolf?
Hungry like the wolf.
Got to the river for a run too low.
I like this.
Yeah, this is really good, right? Have you heard of this band before, Matt?
No.
Seawolf, you would have heard of him, right? If anybody?
I don't know. Yusuf, maybe.
Yusuf.
Yeah, I get the feeling Yusuf would be all over this.
No, he's over it by now.
He's like, oh, Seawolf, really, still?
I don't think so.
Oh, this is great.
I'd put her up against him in a topical loft when it comes to music, I bet. She's way into it.
And this is a cool song, man.
She's younger, and Yusef's like 53 right now.
Hound's overweight.
Great
Should
one.
We skip?
Track three, ready?
Okay, yep. Track three.
Oh, wow. It really eases into this one. Here we go.
I'll just share this mic. That's...
Oh, death cab. was on the CD you stole me, Tony.
What's that? Oh, really?
Yeah.
You stole a CD from him?
He stole the CD from me. For me.
Out of pure friendship.
Out of pure friendship.
From where?
I don't know if we should talk about that.
On the internet or just out of place?
No, he grabbed it from a place.
Wow, nice.
Based
full
on principle,
lift.
It was a whole big
careful, watch
joke
the road, watch
thing.
The road, watch the road.
So set up and funny. I'm like...
It was so set up for him to shoplift it?
Yeah, I mean...
It was a joke me shoplifting it. Like, I could have bought it, but...
I did buy it. I actually bought it.
You went back?
He
that's
didn't
right.
see me buy it.
Uh-huh.
Because he had already stolen it from me and walked out of the place.
Just before...
And you had bought a second copy?
Just before... I bought it as a joke.
He hadn't even seen it, and I grabbed it. He didn't even know it was there.
Yeah. And there was one last copy when I...
So how'd you buy it?
How did I buy it?
Yeah. You just went to the counter
when
and
I
bought
go,
it?
When I go places and I see that there's, like, one... If I kind of want something and there's only one of it left...
Yeah.
I have, like, this impulse to buy it.
Yeah, get it quick.
Just for some reason.
It's selling out quick. Yeah.
And so I did that. And so there's no more left. Come to find out that there were actually two left. Tony had stolen...
Just shot the second to last one.
Yeah.
The
so
pen,
I wouldn't have bought
one.
In it if he didn't steal it.
No,
based
that's hilarious.
On principle, because a couple days before he was mentioning how bad he wanted that album... And yeah. I saw that there was one there.
Well, I didn't even know if I would like the album. I just
did you listen to this song with the girl?
Did I?
No, Tony.
No.
So what's this song? What's the name of the song?
This song is called "You Are a Tourist."
Yeah,
you are a tourist. Oh, you were a tourist.
Oh.
Maybe it's not always the song title though. Maybe it's like the lyrics.
No, it's both.
But that's clear.
Oh,
yeah.
To look into.
Yeah.
I think you could look at both.
Yeah.
I was visiting. You know, it was a one night.
Oh, this one's clearly the title.
It was a one night seeing each other and locking eyes and having a lot of fun. That type of thing.
What if she made you a playlist, Tony, and it was all like the hackiest, like mainstream, like
right, Nickelback and.
Yeah.
Madonna.
Yeah.
Adele.
You're like, oh, like new Madonna. All right, should we move on?
Yeah, let's do the next one.
Track 4. This is nice too.
Like everybody that's tuning into Death Squad's like, what is this faggot shit? Sorry, guys. I mean, they just got done watching, like, you know, Henderson.
Who knows? Maybe she threw a few heavy metal tracks on the end of this, so stay tuned.
Henderson.
I don't know. I figure that's some fighter.
Yeah, you're actually right. Yeah, Dan Henderson.
Yeah.
Right?
Actually, he's awesome,
he's got it.
Too. That's like one of the few fighters I've ever seen.
Really? No,
he's really
awesome.
He was really good.
He's really into rodeos, too.
Rodeos?
Yeah. Weird,
he does
right?
Rodeos?
I think he's into watching them. I don't know if he does them or not, but he's into...
If he did them, he'd be just...
Oh, yeah.
Badass.
He's a rodeo guy on top of everything else. What song is this?
This is called...
It's pretty mellow.
What track is this? Four?
Four.
This is called This Sweet Love.
Yeah. There's like two people listening now.
From a guy named James Yull. All right, go to the next one. This is called Full Moon from a band called The Black Ghosts. Alright, what do you think about me finding a romance in Minneapolis?
Where else are you going to find romance? That's the place for romance. Down in Virginia. No, I don't know. Whatever. It's cool. How long were you there for?
One night.
Just one night?
Yeah. Had to fly out the next morning.
And you really liked her?
Yeah. A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
You hit it off. That's cool, man. That's great.
Has that ever happened to you when on the road?
Yeah. It's awesome. You find somebody you really hit it off with.
What have you... Like, have you stayed in... Did you ever, like, meet up with them again? Or?
Yeah. I thought the next time I come back to that city or, you know, every once in a while they'll have a trip planned to LA for something, and so they'll stop by or something like that. I don't know. You just figure it out. You stay friendly, and then when you're around each other again, it's great.
When's the last time you made a mixtape for a girl?
I don't know. That's been a long time. Edgar? I don't know.
Yeah, a few years ago.
A few years ago?
Yep.
Were you in high school a few years ago? No.
No, this was, I made Melissa.
Oh, wow, really? To get her to stay with you, or was it, like, during the nice times?
That's such a pathetic move.
It's a pathetic move. If you're about to break up, do not make
before
a mixtape.
Before you do anything, just listen to this.
Yeah. Just don't make any rash decisions. Know that I love you. All right, I feel like I'm going to turn this off, and we'll get back to the mixtape all throughout this trip.
I really this one.
I like this.
Who is this?
This is,
Full Moon by, who?
This is Five, right? Yeah, it's Full Moon from the Black Ghost. Probably my favorite one so far. Go to the next one.
Alright, we're almost to Don Carlos. We'll pick this up again later. Hey Tony, hit pause on that thing there.
To say exactly how I feel inside and make you feel it too. These are the songs that make me smile and cry myself to sleep at night when I'm lying without you. I love you more than I ever loved anyone before. Hey, silly girl, I'm begging you.
You got a mic? Morning, Art.
Is it moving already?
Yeah.
What?
It's on.
Oh, okay. And is it the number moving up this time?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you do that again?
Yes. It went on and you had... Okay. Yes, I think you might.
But
I think if you got to this point and you realized you weren't doing it, you wouldn't say anything. You would just hit record.
Yeah, I'd record
a little bit. I'm just going to keep it going. All right, so that was Don Carlos.
It was delicious.
It was so goddamn
California
good.
Burrito.
Yeah.
Steak, no French cream. Fries, and burrito, and friendship.
Steak, French fries, burrito, and friendship, yeah. What'd you get, Matt? A vegetarian?
Veggie.
How was that?
It's great.
Man, that place is good, Don Carlos.
So good.
Yeah, really good salsas made in-house.
Oh, yeah, the homemade salsas makes it really good. I keep going back and forth between the red and the green.
That was homemade?
For variety, yeah. You were out there with fucking Tapatio?
I should have had that.
You didn't know, huh?
No, I didn't know it was homemade.
I go to Don Carlos every single time I'm in San Diego.
Really?
Yeah. 100% of the time.
That was, by the way out of our way.
Oh, yeah, it always is.
Where we're going. Like, oh, yeah. Way off the freeway.
Totally worth the detour.
Yeah, well, I didn't even think about it like that.
And it's always hard to remember why you're making the detour until after that second or third bite, in which you're just like, this is an abnormally delicious burrito.
Giant, too. They're so good.
Yep. I told people around it when I was on tour up in Canada.
About Don Carlos Burrito?
Yeah, because they have this thing up there. You may have heard of it. You've been up there. It's called poutine.
Oh, yeah.
Poutine. Matt, do you know what poutine is?
No clue.
Poutine, check this shit out, is...
It's my favorite.
Oh, mine too. I needed it every night to fall asleep after I tried it one time.
If you're high, it's so good.
And why it's not the biggest hit in America...
I don't know. I've been trying to find it. They have it at
Animal. Wait, so what is it?
Poutine is basically a bunch of French fries, delicious, just made French fries with fresh cheese curds.
All over it.
Wait, like, cheese what?
Cheese curds.
Which is the best kind of cheese. It's like the root of all cheese.
Oh, wow.
The white trash cheese. It's the pumpernickel of cheese.
Well, then
that's not true.
It.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Of course. Anyway. And get this.
Don't worry, Ari.
So French fries, cheese curds, and
gravy.
Wow.
Just baste it over the top of it. Just covered in gravy. Yeah. Melts the cheese curds instantly.
Once you eat it once, that's it.
But then you get different flavors on it. Have you tried different flavors and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You get bacon on top of that?
Yep. I had one that was maple syrup.
Maple
and gravy
syrup.
And cheese and French fries and sour cream was in the mix too.
Wow! Oh, but they have those. They have a version in Mexico or whatever called Mexican fries, which is covered in like stuff.
Well, yeah.
I think of different, but America, we fucking lost it in the middle.
Yeah, totally. ketchup and mustard or whatever the hell.
I think it'd just be available, that's all. You can make any fries a poutine fries, and it's like, yeah, why would I not do that?
Oh, yeah. So, Don Carlos is like poutine, and I was telling them there that in California, we have a thing called a California burrito, which is, and I'd lay it out, that it's, you know, salsa or whatever. Or,
a potato in it.
But basically, it's steak French fries in a burrito. With however
the La Jolla burrito. He butts with French fries, Don Carlos.
The La Jolla burrito is chicken and French fries in a burrito.
Yeah. And the San Diego is...
same thing.
Yeah, but with some other steak. And now they have an Ari Shaffir, I heard.
Yeah, we just found out on our trip there that they have an Ari Shaffir burrito. He didn't even know about it until after we had ordered. And the Ari Shaffir burrito is...
all pig products. Pork, bacon...
What else? It's the most expensive burrito on the menu.
Yeah.
Pork, bacon, with all that other junk, with all the, I don't know if there's potatoes in there, everything else.
$9.
Beans. Jeez. I have no idea how much it is. I wonder if it's good. Pork, bacon, what else is there? Ham? Fried ham?
In your burrito?
In Shaffir burrito, yeah.
I wonder if they bake it in the ovens for an extra amount of time.
That's what you should do. That's what you should do. I'll tell them. I'm like, you got to bake it afterwards. I am continuously missing exits, by the way. I've missed the last three. I've been
we were supposed to get off?
Yep.
Ah, jeez.
Is this the only podcast that you've done while on the like driving like this?
Nope. I did one with Duncan on the way to Brea.
Oh, cool.
And now I took the wrong exit. No, maybe not. No, I'm right. Yeah, but I knew where I was going to Brea. I've never been to this place before. Mm-hmm. And it was day at the time, so the high wasn't as hard.
Yeah, the sun has gone down. We're reading off the, what do they call those things again?
GPS.
Yeah, the GPS. How to get to the comedy club. We've turned the mixtape off, and we're just digesting our food.
Oh, it was so fucking good.
Yeah.
Pearl Street. Anyway, all right, so should we just shut it off and get ready for the show? Who's going to do right on the G Street here? Who's going to go on first and who's going on second?
I'll go up first.
I don't care.
Doesn't matter to me.
Doesn't matter to me.
Well, I'm going on third.
Aw, you Jew.
I want to go up third.
We're on 20 seconds.
I thought maybe you could open because it's your show.
I mean, they're coming to see you.
I think I'm going to do that in, what's it called, by the way, when I go to La Jolla for, it's going to be on 420. I realized that was a date of it. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to get, Pete's going to come down and Ingram's going to do it. And we're just going to get all stoner comics.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
Yeah. And then Tommy was like, yeah, but if we have Ingram, you can't just have him on the show. You have to have him like special guest or something like that. I was like, maybe I'll just host.
And
bring everybody up. Cause he was like, what about Freddie too? I'm like, yeah, that'd be good. But he's like, maybe I'll just host and bring people up and then do time at the end.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
We're all going to be so obliterated that show.
Oh, yeah.
In San Diego, all on Pot.
Everybody's going to be
on National.
You're
Pot
there
Day.
On 420 of this year?
Yeah, 420, 420. Oh, by accident. Just scheduling, like, oh, and then how about the week after that?
Okay, cool. And 420 lands on a Saturday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Friday.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'll be in Boston.
It'll be 420, 420. What? You'll be with Guster in Boston. Yeah. Where are you doing?
I don't know if I have anything that late in April yet.
Well, it's Friday. You'll be at the store at very least.
Yeah.
All right. Let's find this place.
Okay. Next time you hear from us, it'll be what? After the show.
Probably, yeah.
On the way home. Mac, or hotel.
Mac, can you hit stop or pause? Stop.
You got it.
Is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
What's your deal?
Like, you were more like that because you're a filthy racist. But right.
And I fear others.
I was a little bit open-minded because he had a smile on his face.
I was the one that said, give me the rundown. And then you opened up to him.
He had good intentions from the moment I first saw him.
Yeah.
Because I thought it, when you looked at it, you're like, that's a guy who's definitely going to just be asking for money.
There's never been a serial killer in the history of man with the hiccups at the time of him committing his crime.
Yeah, the hiccups. And you point him out right away.
What he was saying.
What did he say? You can call me what? You can call me what? What, my name is this?
My name is Attell, but all my friends call me Shorty. Well, can we call you Hiccups?
Because that's what you got.
Because he had hiccups. Every time he would, he'd get halfway through a sentence.
You want to go over here?
Yeah.
This will charge you less for the. And I was like, fuck it. So I got out of that lot. I pulled around. He was right.
Yeah.
He waved me in. I was like, here's $3, $4.
And I like how after Tony called him out for having hiccups, he felt more comfortable hiccuping around us, and then just he would not stop hiccuping after that.
He was so friendly and nice.
Yeah, he was.
Who is this now in the mixtape?
What's this one? I don't know. How do you check the number?
Oh, hold on. You press scan twice.
Nine.
So
this is
nine?
A good one. I've heard this one before. This is Bon Iver with a song called Skinny Love.
Bon Iver. Put it down.
How do you say it?
Put the mic down. Bon Iver.
Bon Iver?
Yeah. Yeah, this is pretty cool. You don't have to turn it up past four. Yeah. You'll be able to hear that. The mic will be right on it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, this band is cool. So, and what is this? What's
so far,
the song?
She's 9 for 9 on the love mixtape, if you ask me. It's called Skinny Love, which is pretty effective for our relationship.
Because why? Because you haven't had a lot of love yet?
This girl and
have you
I...
Have there yet? You haven't?
No. Why do you keep going back to the sex thing?
It seems
I told
weird.
You... No, it doesn't seem weird.
Does this seem weird? This car that looks like it's coming...
That seems very fucking weird.
Look at this. It's at an angle.
Oh,
it's
my God. What the
let's not drive it's, behind it, all right?
Yeah.
It looks like it's painted.
Idiot.
No, it's...
Why don't you get in any one of the other 5 lanes?
I'm looking at it. Well, that's why, because it looks cool. It's definitely at an angle.
I'll take a picture of it.
Take a picture at it when we're behind it. Hold on.
Oh, what are you doing, Ari?
Because it looks so cool.
You got a death wish?
It looks like it's green screened against the thing.
Okay, that's good.
I see it.
It looks like it's one of those 3D pictures, because up
it's
and
it's really
an angle.
Bad. You got to get out from behind it. I have things that I actually want to live for.
You want to look
what
for?
What the fuck is
it's not
that?
Like this is a professional guy. It's some...
I don't know. It's a pickup truck talking a pickup truck. I thought it looked cool.
Christ.
It's just somebody in a... In a pickup truck hauling another pickup
it
truck.
It was at an angle.
It's not
it
a
looked
business.
Cool.
Some scary shit.
Yeah, anyway. So what's the deal? You like this girl a lot?
Yeah, we talk all the time. We're friends.
You talk on the phone and stuff?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's one of those.
It's going to be a long-distance relationship for you.
It seems like it already is.
Whoa. What's her name?
Jenny,
wow.
Is Jenny going to listen to this?
I don't think so.
Maybe.
Should tell Jenny
to think about things like that.
Maybe
we listen to her mixtape and we put it on the podcast.
We made a mixtape podcast.
Okay, who is this now?
This is the most sensitive podcast you've ever had, Ari.
Oh yeah, totally. This is not your typical.
We're not going to be allowed back on the show.
It's not very Rogan-esque. This is Death Cab for Cutie with Stay Young, Go Dancing.
Because you guys danced for so long.
And we're both young.
Yeah. That's cool.
It's very exciting.
That's not bad. Let's go next.
This is a song called Grizzly Bear. No, it's a song called Knife from Grizzly Bear.
Grizzly Bear Knife.
Have you heard of Grizzly Bear?
Yeah, they had a song with Michael McDonald that they did. I forgot the name of the song.
Wow.
The song, and they had Michael McDonald re-record the song with him and the lead vocals and the rest of the band there. And it was like cooler the way he sang it.
Yeah, it is.
If I look in your eyes.
Wow, you really picked that lyric.
Because she's talking to you. She's like, when I looked in your eyes. I was
oh, yeah.
Up.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, it happened. It's
dude,
a whole
I feel
crazy
so much
thing.
Love. I just want to barf.
Now.
What was that thing you said about me on stage tonight?
Who did? Tony did?
No, you said it. What you're like, say? When I see Matt Edgar, I... Something about killing me in some way.
Killing me?
Oh, that was when you were high.
What?
And you saw the baster and you wanted to stab him in the neck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah. I was talking about how, yeah, when I just see criminal activity, thinking whether I can get away with stuff or not.
Yeah, you just think dark shit about
your
friends.
I guess so. I was like, don't you all think about that? And you were like, no. I never think
Ari's
about killing
my friends.
Are
the kind of guy
friends.
That you'll be standing there like, what if I just went like this and then just stomp your kneecap? And I would hate it if you did that to me.
I'm like, well, how would you react? You would
why
yell,
would you,
right?
Why would you do that to me?
You're like, yeah, I'd probably yell. Who's this?
This is called Wide Eyes from the band The Local Natives.
I've heard of Local Natives, but I don't really know who they are. Wide Eyes. Ugh, now it's getting sappy. I guess you have to go sappy all the way through with a mixtape, right? Are you trying to plan other gigs in Minnesota so you can go see her?
No, it's not like that. How do you plan gigs in Minnesota?
I don't know. You call. I guess you're not. Yeah. Going on the road.
Wait, I'm
going
to be in Minneapolis.
Yeah, you should have sex.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I'll send her right to you.
Yeah. I'll take good care of her.
With your cock, right? That's what you're talking about? Yeah, we're joking. Good friends.
Yeah. With your cat?
With your cock.
Cack.
Oh. I thought you were... What? I was...
Not a god. How many songs were there on this mixtape? She go nuts or she leave it at 12 to 15?
No, you don't leave it at 12. 17.
17?
Yeah, so she filled up that CD.
She filled up
yeah,
as much she could.
I did the
That's
same
what
thing.
What supposed to do?
What's this song called?
Yeah, you don't get Jewy on a mixtape.
If Ari made a mixtape for a girl, he'd sell it to her.
Like it's merch.
I put time into it. She should pay me a little something.
She'd have to buy it.
DJs make money for what they do. They're just playing other people's songs.
Oh, I know this. Who is this? Wait, Crystal Castles? No, who is this? Wait. It's called Diamonds, right? Something about Diamonds? I know this band.
It is, this is 13, right?
Yeah.
When I'm Small. From a band called Fantagram.
Fantagrams, damn it, I knew that. I like this song a lot.
Oh, this is cool. I do like this song.
Let's just listen to this song. Put your thing down there. Now you can talk if you want.
Instagram with When I'm Small.
It's like a real radio station if you did that.
What's up? That's That's right. It's DJ Tony, Ari, and Matt with a little song from a band called Fantagram. That's right. Here on 93.3, this is When I'm Small.
I'd like to eat this girl's ass.
I mean the singer, yeah.
We're trying to get as many Death Squad suicides as we can with this podcast.
I love this song. Why do I like this so much? The video for this, by the way, is really cool. It's
all perfect. Of you lonely weightlifters out there listening to this podcast, we'd like to apologize from the bottom of our...
I do not have weightlifter
fans. They have it in
fans.
Their headphones at the gym.
No one listens to this as a weightlifter.
That's true. You're a little bit of a... You're like the breakaway Death Squad rebel that, like... sits around and doesn't exercise. You have all the lazy Death Squad fans. Everybody else is doing cardio listening to podcasts. Your listeners are playing video games and listening to podcasts, right?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe reading a book once in a while.
Yeah. It's a great song.
Yeah. Oh, that's my alarm going off. To remind me, I'm making a fucking reservation for Vancouver tomorrow. I thought it'd be long home.
The format.
Fun?
Who is this? That's the format. It's that guy's band before.
It's called the format?
It's called the format. It's the same guy from Fun.
I had a format song on her mixtape that I sent her. How's that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this is the same guy from Fun, and he was in Format before?
Yeah.
Or is he still in Format?
No, Format's not abandoned.
They broke up, and this was their song, Format.
This is one of their songs. They had two albums. They had like an EP or something. So if by the time the bar closes, they're good. And you feel like falling down, I'll
carry you home. Oh, this is fun.
Oh, this is fun. She wrote the Format on that.
I love this song. This plays on really my rad. Pandora all the time.
This is really rad. I just downloaded this album because of this song.
How is it?
Wow. I didn't even know what this was, but every time I hear it, I always turn it all the way up. It's exciting. It's inspirational.
Yeah, I've listened to it twice. It's pretty good. The whole album. I was thinking about Twitter. A bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next song. But I like that a lot. 15.
All right.
Who is this?
Gotye.
Gotye, yeah. Gotye.
I think it's Gotye.
I know this band. I know this
somebody
song.
That I used to know.
You know what I like about this song is the simplicity in it. So it's only a few instruments.
Yeah, I know people like that too, by the way, in terms of lyrics. It's just about people you once knew and now you don't really.
God fan.
I song's cool.
That's a good one.
That, dude, that song picks up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could tell.
Yeah, skip ahead. Time bomb.
Okay, I'll fast forward to it. It was cold.
Like this that have weird instruments in them, and
is that xylophone?
I think so.
Whoa, I have to try to get ahead of this car.
Definitely some interesting percussions in there. That sounds like a legit xylophone to me.
Whoa, and then a chick singer.
Wow, the female vocalist. Can't really beat that.
Our generation's what?
What's that song like? Don't you want me, baby?
Yeah.
Starts off the guy singer. It's kind of.
Oh, and then it goes to a chick singer?
Yeah, and then it goes back. It's, you know, strong melody in the chorus.
Next one's the format.
The format.
Right,
that's
that
the
one.
Format?
Do the format.
The next one.
And that
do
one just kicks off immediately. That's the fast rock song.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this. The first single.
Yep.
I don't like this song at all.
You will. You're being a Jew about it.
Oh,
no, you'll
okay.
like it. Stop being a Jew.
We can go to the next one.
It's weird. That's the same dude. That was the same dude. Now, what was the name of that song, by the way?
That was the first single from the format.
Great, oh, that's what it's called? The
great,
first single?
Great song. Found them on my iPod recently after making her mixtape.
Wait, what do you think that? What do you think she meant by that other song, but you're somebody I used to know?
It doesn't... You can't look too much into it.
No, you only look into it.
No, that's not what it's about.
It's just about, like, you might enjoy this music.
That's actually very interesting. It's like, which songs do you look into?
See, because I noticed that there was a couple on the one that I made her in which the titles were, like, like that as well. The first one, for example, the first track on the one that I made her is a song called This Is How It Feels to Have a Broken Heart from Guster. Yeah. Is that the name of it?
Yep.
This Is How It Feels to Have a Broken Heart. I opened with that, so...
Strong opener.
On the one you made her.
Right. Which is a great song, but still, it just goes to show, like, that was that, and this, that was, you know...
And what's this song? What's capping it off? What's this called?
This is... There's actually one more left. There's 18. But this is Tongue Tied from a band called Group Love. Oh yeah, this is cool. I know this one too, actually.
Yeah, I've heard this. I have this somewhere on my iPod.
One.
What's this one about? What's this one?
This is called Pull My Heart Away.
Pull My Heart Away. I think you have to look into it on a mixtape. It's either the title or the lyrics.
Well, you do. Or, you know, it could be...
Otherwise, it's just like, I think you might enjoy these songs.
Right.
Yeah, it could be that.
That too. It's a combination of all that stuff. And just the feeling that you get from it and the vibe. Right.
This makes me think the song...
Because sometimes the lyrics don't matter at all, and it's just about the feeling.
Cool. So do you love her? Did you tell her you love her yet?
No, stop that.
Why haven't you? Why are you hiding back from your feelings?
You clearly have
your heart. Wait, hold on. Let me ask you a question. How do you feel when you get a text and you see it's from her? Does your heart flutter?
Flutter.
For what the definition of I think heart flutter is, I'd probably say yes. My heart does flutter.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. Especially since none of the hundreds of thousands of girls that I've met in LA, a text from them doesn't excite me whatsoever. Meanwhile, some girl that I've hung out with one night in the middle of Minneapolis, if she texts me, I get excited.
Do you think you're, what's the word? Romanticizing her a little bit at all?
Maybe, but you know what? I also look back at, and you guys, maybe Matt more than you, could probably attest to this.
What?
But in the weeks going into it, when I met her, before I met her, I was on the record to some as saying, I don't know if I'll ever even date anyone again. Like, I was so content with my singleness.
Yeah.
I was very, 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 very comfortable. Wasn't even a thing on my mind.
Yeah.
Was almost not even in the game.
When you least expected it.
Yeah.
That's when love will tear through.
Well, you know, it's when heavy interest in someone could really appear is when you're not looking for it.
That's beautiful or something. Or some shit.
Or something. We'll see. But, you know, it's a crazy world we live in.
Do you want to kiss her? Did you kiss her at least last time?
No. No, we were on the fly, man. I had to run. It was the whole thing. But the end is sort of what made it, because...
Yeah, it was just a fleeting passing.
Because it was like, hey, okay, so here's my name and number. That was a lot of fun. I have to run.
Yeah. Find me. Do you Facebook back and forth? Do you email? This is weird.
They were emailing for a while. I know that.
Yeah, it's a lot of emails because I'm not really big on talking on the phone, and our schedules are always completely off. She's a very busy...
Some guy just walking on the freeway.
She's a very busy person.
Some guy's what? Walking on the freeway?
Just walking on the side of the freeway.
Where?
Back there.
Him?
You know, she's a busy student, and I'm a busy professional. And
how old is she? Shut up.
She's 20.
She's 20. Wow, God. She's in school. Where's she in school?
the University of Minneapolis. Why did you owe God that like that?
I didn't know she was 20. That
number 20 gives me a boner. I just imagine how young and full of fucking pip and vinegar she is.
She's 21 in April.
Oh. Oh, God.
What was that oh God about? What are you guys so godding all of a sudden?
I'm thinking about a vagina.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's just...
My penis is making moves down here.
I love that a number can just give you guys a boner.
Yeah. I know
it's not just a number. It's an age.
She could be 285 pounds. hearing the number 20. Oh.
How old is that 450-pound dude you were talking about? 18? Oh, my God. How hot is that?
This cottage cheese balls must smell great.
Jesus.
Must smell less terrible than normal. All right, well, what are we doing now? We're driving home. I think we should wrap this up at some point.
Yeah, I mean, what an interesting day. Yeah, we went down to San Diego.
Haircut to fucking trip down there.
You did get your hair and beard cut.
Yeah.
I coincidentally, on a rare day, didn't shave my lower beard.
Yeah.
49 days out of 50, I will make a point to shave this. I just went for the little mustache today, shaved that off, and kept the beard.
You don't grow full facial hair, huh?
No.
Matt, do you?
Yeah. Kinda,
it'll get bigger. I didn't.
Not like that big.
Well, mine didn't used to be this thick, though. It gets worse. It gets
very
more
patchy.
As you get older.
It's a Northern Italian thing.
Is that what it is? It's a Northern Italian thing?
Yeah.
You're way too proud of that heritage. You should be proud. None.
Yeah, you have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a disgusting race.
Oh, coming from a Jew, are you kidding me?
You should do an amazing racist with Italians.
You're lucky we saved your ass in all the world wars.
Italy, Mussolini was allies with Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
They only saved our asses by being so inept that they ruined the German attack
on
Russia.
You just reminded me of another reason to be proud of my heritage.
Because they ruined Hitler's march to Russia. He had to come back and save Mussolini, then wasted 4 months, then he got into the Russian
place. Do you know what America is named after?
America Vespucci?
You're damn right.
Is that what it is?
You're damn right.
Long-term memory, I'm telling you. Marijuana makes a comeback.
Or just knowing that everything is named after an Italian because we found and created everything, including art. So you can suck my Dago
dick. You sound
like
Sam the Armenian comedian. Fucking brag about shit that your forefathers did 2,000 years ago.
You're the one that said it's a race to be...
You live on someone's couch.
No, you're the one that said, I don't live on someone's couch, you piece of shit.
It is.
If you're going to use insults against me, they have to be real.
The ones now. Jersey Shore, that's your heritage now.
That's not.
Yeah,
those aren't Italians.
That's who you are.
Those aren't Italians. Those aren't real Italians.
Enjoy that.
Those are New Yorkers.
What, fake mafiosos, guys that want to be in The Sopranos but have no ties with
Okay,
mafiosos.
I'm not talking about this with Blarf. You. You're a dirty...
Blarf.
You're a dirty Hebe. You look
let's
like...
Wear some, let's put on some fucking cologne
and
put some more
You
on.
Look like Mattis Yahoo, so I'm not going to take this
Mattis
from you.
Yahoo.
I don't care what it is.
All right.
You're making me Mattis Yahoo.
Are you guys going on the road anywhere soon?
Yeah.
So where are you going? Let's tell people who are listening.
I'm going to Nashville.
With Jeff Ross?
On the 16th. Yep. Actually, I'm going to be in Nashville on the 14th. Vegas on the 16th.
Oh, really? One-nighters at theaters?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. He's not doing any clubs, huh?
No.
Wow. Yeah.
That's it.
Nashville on the 14th, Vegas on the 16th. Where are you playing at Vegas?
The House of Blues in Las Vegas.
That's not bad.
No, it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of shitty, though, actually.
Yeah, I know.
I shouldn't say that. It's kind of shitty. It's actually one of those clubs I might not ever... I might just
Have you done
down.
The San done Diego the House of Blues?
I've done that, too.
How'd you like that?
That's another one where it's like... Eh, it's
okay,
fun.
I loved
just,
it. I loved that one.
You have people screaming and talking up there.
Well, Rogan also has a bunch of mongrels as fans.
Yeah, but once people drink and you can't even... They put people in seats behind... You can't even see the stage. You have to watch a screen behind it, and you're at a bar. So you just start screaming at each other, just talking. You can hear it. Like, what the fuck is everyone screaming about? I mean, it's okay. It's better than not doing stand-up, but I don't know. It's not...
Are there ever, like, Did people ever get into fights at Rogan shows because there's so much built-up testosterone?
Like fist fights?
Like, have you ever seen people just like...
I'll show you. You're the one.
Yeah. I told you to spot me in the weight room earlier, and you wouldn't.
I've never seen that, no. That's not something I've seen. You were supposed to spot me. And you were out there looking at your pecs.
Yeah. I saw you. You were supposed to spot me, and you weren't paying attention because you were looking at Bruce's legs. So, like, come on, aren't you looking at my legs, Tom?
Matt Egger, where are you going to be?
Go
to Guster's tour page to look?
Yeah, Guster.com. Been nice enough to...
They listed it all? What, yeah. Did they show that you're there?
Yeah.
On there, really?
Yeah, I'm on Guster.com.
Oh, that's cool. Guster. That's really cool. And then you guys are always at the Comedy Store a few nights a week.
Comedy Store.
Late nights, early? What do you guys get?
Late nights.
Any openings anymore? Do you open it all anymore?
I'm opening on Thursday, but I like the late nights.
Late nights are better than opening. Yeah. Even though there might be more people there when you're opening, late nights are just cooler.
Yeah, your best bet is just to come at the end and watch me play air guitar for the Barris Kennedy Overdrive.
I was looking at one of those, and he was having a great one, Barris Kennedy Overdrive. Mm-hmm. It was like a great one.
Yeah.
And I was on some pot cookies, so I was extra, like those super highs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where I was like, some things were so beautiful, I was fucking crying.
Yeah.
And I was like, I looked at my clock, and it was like 2:45, and I'm like, there's nothing else going on in Los Angeles right now that's this cool.
Yeah.
No
way.
You
can pretty much just walk in there at 2 o'clock.
I would say if you just want to go out to a comedy show.
You go there at 1:40.
Get there at 9.
1:30, 1:40.
But if you want to come out and like really see some funny shit.
Go from 9 to 2:30. 9 to 3.
You get there at midnight, man, and just changes.
Just go. Get there at 11:30.
You get there whenever you want.
Yeah.
But just know that the later you get there, the more bizarre it's going to be. Dude, there's no rules after midnight.
I mean...
Yeah. Sometimes it's epic and sometimes it's just like, okay.
If you're into The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, then you'll love The Comedy Store from 9 to 11. If you're into laughing at fucking different, awesome, crazy shit, you're going to really love it from 12 to 2.
The band is a great place. If you're up and you're at a bar and you leave there at 1:30, just like go in there. It's a place to sober up. You can probably get one last drink.
Yeah, it happens all the time. People
one last drink
in.
And they just keep the doors going until like 3. The band just goes. Sometimes there's 5 people in there, and sometimes there's no people in there.
Yeah. I've been with the band for over 4 years
now. You play guitar for the band.
I started off as the lights and sound guy.
You were the lights and sound guy,
inherited the position from Steve Ranazzisi.
No.
What?
I was on lights and sound after Ranazzisi.
How long was that for?
Like, months.
Jesus. I don't even remember that.
I sort of remember that, you doing it, Matt. And then you moved to the air guitar. Matt, have you ever been in the band? What do they call you? One of the girls?
Yeah, I was one of the girls last night.
One of the Long Show girls. Man, that's a fun thing. But honestly, I know you come at 12, catch you guys too. But if there's nothing better going on in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
At 2 o'clock on.
Yeah.
At 1:45 on. I've never heard of anything going on at all.
We're a real rock and roll band, man. We write all those songs and we perform our hearts out. You know?
Best lip sync band I've ever seen. You don't call yourself a lip sync band. What is it?
One of the biggest honors was, you know, when we saw U2 try to make a cover out of one of our songs.
You know what was really cool the other day? Saying that rapper, what's his name? Rucka Rucka Ali?
That was awesome.
No, I didn't see it. I was on the road.
He made a song about for Windy City Heat. He recorded a song.
Mm-hmm.
Or for Windy City Heat 2 that they're making, whatever. He made a song about Windy City Heat, and he was there, and Barris called him up, and because it's a lip sync band, he was like, "Oh, I don't have my band." He goes, "No, we got a band for you." And so he went up and he just lip synced his own song.
Wow,
it was so fun. He got right in
have
with
you
the
heard
vibe
the song?
Of the place.
Have you heard the song before?
No,
it's all like
it's really good.
Oh, Scary Barry, Don Barris, and me.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Just calling Perry gay a bunch.
Yeah. Just mocking him through rap.
And he laid down a track of Perry, like, screaming about how he's not gay on one of the podcasts.
Really?
Yeah.
It was so cool seeing him get it and not sing his own song, lip sync his own song.
Yeah.
Fuck. Anyway.
We're back right, on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, passing the Glowing Studios. That's it. Trip's over.
Dude, you see this? Okay, so right. Here's...
Where's I bet the, they're going to be there when we
where's
get there.
The dome at? Okay, so there's the
no,
dome. You see this building right here?
Uh-huh.
I went to a film festival years ago at the dome.
Yeah.
When I was leaving, there's helicopters flying by this building. I look, there's this big, fat, black guy taking off his clothes, throwing them at the cops. And there's like a helicopter cop with the spotlight shining him. You just see this.
On him?
Yeah, and he's naked.
I love Hollywood.
Just going
sometimes.
Crazy.
What was he on? Booze.
What was he on?
Yeah.
NBA playoffs.
He's got the fan fever.
dancing over the garbage
without
can.
Without missing a beat, a guy
oh,
dancing
we are
over
on
a garbage
the Sunset
can.
Strip here.
This is not the Sunset Strip. This is way down Sunset.
Yeah.
This is the degenerate part of Sunset.
That would be a good podcast, just driving around Hollywood looking at all the...
Looking at shit and describing it. What do you think the odds are? They're not there now, tonight.
Who?
The Bears, Kennedy Overdrive.
Yeah, they are.
On Tuesday
Why
nights?
Wouldn't they be?
Today,
the
tonight's Tuesday,
long.
Of course they're on.
I thought they're on more just Friday and Saturday, where they go late.
It's literally...
almost every night?
Literally, like...
What?
20 out of 21 nights.
Really?
Once in a while, there'll be a Wednesday off.
Is it because the crowd just doesn't stay,
and if it's
so they don't
absolutely
do it?
A horrendous end of the lineup on a Tuesday or Wednesday, then
it just doesn't do it.
Right.
I mean, if sometimes a show
I mean,
ends
it has
before
to
the lineup
be
ends,
really,
right?
really bad. It has to
sometimes
be like
the show ends before the end of this lineup. Like, just no one stays. You don't do it those
nah,
nights.
I very rarely see that nowadays.
Oh, really?
It seems like everybody will go on, even if there's nobody in the room. But it never ends up at that point because there'll always be like four young comics that. Will move up or something like that, you know? There's always something that keeps it going.
Yeah.
I feel like more shows ended abruptly when I was just getting there.
What do you mean, ended abruptly?
Like, the whole audience would leave just and that would be go. The end of the show. Like, oh, Tommy yeah. would just call it.
Yeah, the lights would come on. You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
One of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen is when comics are doing their act and it's so dark in there. And then... There's just no one in the room, like
you know,
zero people.
Lately, it's kind of been pissing me off though, because
what?
I love going up there and there's only a few people and a bunch of comics. I really love that. I mean it.
Well, because like, when the comics like outnumber the audience members,
I'm cool.
Then
with
we
it.
Just sort of take over. Everybody like
yeah,
fun
then
heckles
it's like,
each
now
other.
I'm throwing menus and it just becomes an inside joke, and I'm into that. But sometimes it sucks when there's literally zero audience.
Oh, zero. Yeah,
and it's like. You got really nothing to play off of.
That's what I hate when they do the Jew and A when there's no audience members there. It's like these comics have all seen these jokes.
Yeah,
this is dumb.
Oh,
I was like, I don't want to
no.
do something you've heard.
I still think it's fun.
No, I want everybody's heard the joke. It's the same question, same answer. It's
no,
it's the audience's response.
If
what
it's
makes it funny.
Me and Nick and us and Teeb and that whole thing, then it's like we'll try different things and it'll be fun to just work on it.
Yeah, it's the old stuff that doesn't work. You have to throw out brand new ones those
yeah,
days.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what's fun, is you measure that out. And we all do, naturally, at the store, you know? Yeah, I always find that to be one of the more fun ways to do it, is...
Well, then you have to throw shit out. Or, like, T-Bob would, like, throw out a Jew or False.
Right.
And you're like, oh, that's a new one. But you wouldn't do that if, like, there's some questions that keep coming in over and over again. Those are fine if it's audience members there.
Yeah.
And whatever. This talk is getting weird now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we're done.
All right. This has been a fun show. It's been a fun night. Thanks for having us.
Fantastic Sunset. You're welcome. Matt,
any
last
fun.
Words?
You guys listening? Thank you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Say your Twitter things. Oh, they did. Right.
Remember
at
my
Matt Egger at Tony Hinch.
Remember
Matt
my
Edgar.
Deal. If you follow me on Twitter,
oh, look at this faggot
and you
next
retweet
to us.
10
hey,
things
at,
that I've said.
Jeremiah. It's a guy who works at TMZ.
TMZ.
Yeah, there's some guy that's pulled up next to us. It's a real creep.
He's not a creep. That guy's fine.
I'm just kidding.
At least he asked.
He's driving a new Sebring from his fucking TMZ money.
Wow.
Sebring convertible. That's all TMZ money. He had nothing before he started taking pictures for them.
It's a shame he can't buy a new face.
Yeah, he's got a face for TMZ.
He's got a face for behind the camera.
He's got a face that makes me want a Chrysler.
Midlife Chrysler.
And remember, if you follow me on Twitter and retweet 10 of my tweets, I'll give you $1 cash.
Have you ever given anybody a dollar?
No, but I've had a few people complain that I haven't given them a dollar after they've done it.
You're like, I had no intention of giving you a dollar.
But follow me on Twitter, you motherfuckers.
$1
it's
cash,
at Tony Hinchcliffe.
10 retweets gets you $1.
You guys are going to feel really dumb when all your friends are following me because I have my own show 2 years from now.
You're going to feel really stupid when they all have that dollar and you don't have shit.
And then, yeah, and they're all going to have an extra dollar. And I'm going to already have 2 million followers and you assholes are going to be late. Or you could just follow me now and then brag to your friends that you were way ahead of the curve. Dumbasses.
Okay, we'll see if Donnie's on.
You guys don't have to follow me if you don't want it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm just a pathetic asshole then.
Is anybody on stage?
Yeah.
Don Barris.
Don Barris.
Look at him sitting right up there.
Yeah, let's go in and fuck with him, I guess.
Of course. All right, great show. Thanks
right,
for
bye.
Having us.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right, love coming on.
Turn it off.
Moss oh, yeah. Cover. Also, go back, listen to the Moss Handle Three Handle Family Credenza if you like this one.
What number was that?
I don't know. Or number 17, Shroomfest, even.
All right, good night. Oh, we're still on, of course. There we go.
That's it, everybody. Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank number 51 is in the books. It's done. Just so you know, it turned out that when we got to the Comedy Store, Don Barris was on stage at the Comedy Store, and we went in there and fucked around for about an hour. The cool black manager let us stay late. He hung around with us, and it was a fun time for another about till about 3 o'clock in the morning. So everything worked out A-okay. If you go to my website, I'm going to have, if you want to know any of the music that's on here, somebody suggested that recently. If you write to contact@arishafir.com, you can suggest things to me. And the other day, somebody either on Twitter or at contact@arishafir.com wrote me and said, hey, what are those songs? You should put something up on your website so you can tell everybody what those songs are. So if you don't know the songs that I know and you want to know, go to my website. I have the HTML skills of a ninth grader. So I can embed all those videos. That's about all I can do. I can do more than that, but whatever. But they'll all be up there. I started last week, I think, or the week before. They'll all be up there. So check those out. Also, they're all just ploys to go look at my dates online. And that's it. So check that out. There's also other details on the website. I don't know what else. You know, video clips of stand-up from the guests I have or anything relevant. And that's it. Za cool, everyone. Next week, Christina Pazitsky. So tune in from the Your Mom's House podcast and from The Real World a long time ago, but we didn't even talk about that. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. I really appreciate it. Every Monday, subscribe, tell a friend, subscribe on iTunes. It's also available on Stitcher and tons of other things. No, that's it. Just iTunes and Stitcher and my website. I'll also probably put up the playlist from that mixtape that the chick made Tony that he's probably going to marry and then get divorced all within the next month. But he won't be home till Monday, so I'll probably put it up late Monday. If you want to check and see what all the songs were. And that's it. Also, congratulations to Tony, because Jeff Ross had his pilot picked up by Comedy Central, the one that I was actually on in the panel with Maz Jobrani and Ian Edwards and a bunch of other people, Sarah Tiana. And he got it picked up, but Tony's going to be writing for the show. So congratulations to him. And also, by the way, congratulations to David Taylor, who's been on my podcast a couple of times. He was the one about Software Millionaire, and he helped me with the one for the crossword puzzle guy, because he got a job writing for Anthony Jeselnik's new pilot. So everybody's working. It's really great. Things are coming up roses. That's it, everybody. I'll see you next week, okay? Every Monday. Talk to you later. Oh, and seriously, check out that thing, gamefly.com/Ari. And if you're going to Amazon, go to my site first, click on the link through there.
They don't cost you anything, and they help me stay in business. I appreciate you guys. I really do. Talk to you later.